The last continental glacier bypassed southwest Wisconsin, southeast Minnesota, northeast Iowa, and northwest Illinois. The steep landscape is known as the Paleozoic Plateau, or more commonly as the Driftless Area. The Federal Interior Department has just given more money to an ongoing initiative to assess the private land in the area and help landowners with projects to maintain and restore habitat for wildlife species that have low populations. The new federal dollars and non-federal matching funds total close to $1 million. Heidi Nelson of the Wisconsin DNR says the aim is to restore more prairies and savannas. She says there are plenty of things to do and many species in need of help.
Such as something like a Henslow sparrow or Bell's vireo, or some species that might be perceived as being a little more common, like red-headed woodpecker, but whose populations are in decline, mostly due to limited habitat. Projects that would work to benefit this habitat would be things like prescribed burning or brush removal to really bring back that open character that was typical of a lot of these prairie and savanna uplands in this region.
Nelson says landowners will have to compete for the money, but can get a grant of between $2,500 and $25,000. The DNR applied for the federal money under the State Wildlife Grant Program, and the grant is not part of the federal stimulus package. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.